Parents, if your kids love listening to audio stories, but you don't want them using your phone all the time to listen to them, you need a Story Button. Story Button is a screenless device that makes it easy to listen to kid podcasts, audiobooks, and more without having to use a tablet, phone, or keep track of any cards or toys. Fan favorites like Miles the Brave and Treasure Galaxy will give your kids an extra spark of exciting imagination, while the bedtime category will help your kids as they get ready to sleep. Go to storybutton.com to learn more and view all the content currently available in the library. Storybutton. Imagination lives here. Hello again, and welcome back to Kids Bible Stories. Today's episode is made possible through the generosity from 8-year-old Pearly Everlasting. Pearly, I heard that you love the stories so much that you gave from your own tithe money. That is extremely generous, and I thank you. We are continuing our Exodus series, and today's story is called Moses Has Helpers. This comes from Exodus chapter 17, verses 8 through 13. Today, we are introduced to a new group of people named the Amalekites. They do not like God's people, the Israelites. This dislike is so strong that they are in fact enemies. So as the Israelites are journeying through the desert on the way to the promised land, it is not a good thing that they collide with the Amalekites. We pick up our story here. The Amalekites came and attacked the Israelites at Rephidim. I wonder if the Israelites saw this scary army coming towards them. Or did the Amalekites sneak up silently on them? Either way, Moses saw the seriousness of the situation. He turned to Joshua and said,
"Choose some of our men and go out to fight these Amalekites. Tomorrow, I will stand on top of the hill with the staff of God in my hands."
I imagine Joshua walking amongst the Israelites, calling on the men to gather supplies to use as weapons, to ready themselves for this battle. Maybe he prayed before them and gave a speech to encourage the men before they faced the Amalekites. Just as Moses had ordered, Joshua fought the Amalekites. As the men battled back and forth with all of their might, Moses, Aaron, and Hur walked to the top of the hill. Moses raised his hands to the sky, and something incredible happened. As long as Moses held up his hands, the Israelites were winning. But whenever he lowered his hands, the Amalekites were winning. This was not simply seconds of holding his hands up, but hours and hours. Answer out loud. What do you think Moses felt like holding his arms up for hours? I think you are correct, because listen what happens next in our Bible story. When Moses' hands grew tired, and every muscle in his arms and shoulders were trembling with exhaustion, they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. Aaron and Hur held his hands up, one on one side, one on the other, so that his hands remained steady till the sun began to set, painting the sky with pinks, purples, and vibrant oranges. So on that day, Joshua defeated the Amalekites in this battle. Well, that is it for our story today. But before we go, let's think about what we just heard. Let's try something. Hold both of your hands up to the sky, like Moses did. Now, I'm going to count to just 30 seconds. Okay, here we go. Hold them up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. Whew. Okay, now bring your arms back down. How did that feel?
Hard. My arms hurt.
Thanks for sharing. Some of you may have said shaky or tired. Now imagine how Moses must have felt. He held his up for way longer than 30 seconds. It was hours and hours and hours. Did God give Moses two other people to help him?
Yes.
Yes. Hur and Aaron were on the hill with Moses. What did they do when Moses got tired? That's right. With one on each side of him, they helped hold his arms up so the battle would be won. You see, God gives us people to help us. God created us to be with others, to have family and friends, a church, a community. He gives us people who can help us when we grow tired, just like he gave Moses, Aaron, and Hur. And guess what? Sometimes you are going to be the helper. Maybe you give Mom a hug when she's frustrated, or help Dad carry in the groceries after his long day at work. I'm so glad God created us not to be alone all the time, but to have loving people in our lives to help us. This week, notice the people God has given to help you. Thank God for them, and thank them. Well, that is it for our story today. If you would like to enjoy these episodes ad-free and support this ministry in teaching children about Jesus, then please become a subscriber for $2.99 a month. You will be helping this ministry in reaching millions of children who want to learn about Jesus. Becoming a subscriber also means you will have no more ads. All episodes for subscribers will be ad-free, and you can still listen on your preferred platform. If your children have enjoyed Kids Bible Stories, I ask that you please, please consider subscribing. To subscribe and enjoy listening ad-free, simply copy and paste the subscriber link located in the episode notes or podcast description. Thank you again. I could not do this without you. Stay tuned to hear what happens next in our series. And, as always, bye for now.